What happened to make you not finish high school?
We've had a lot of moving around that we've done, so it's not been an easy thing for me to be able to comprehend the tasks at hand. Like, you know, one school might be on a certain lesson course, and then I'll switch to another school, and they're on another lesson course. So I'm having trouble skipping from one course to the next. You know, that's kind of been the barrier for me from the beginning. Then you can also tie into their kind of like the family problems and my own issues that I've created for myself. For instance, I had a pretty egregious drug addiction.
When did you start taking drugs?
Age 13 through 17.
Was it the inconsistency? What kind of led you down that path?
From the beginning, you know, we've had financial struggles as a family. We've been homeless for quite a bit of time throughout that whole time of elementary, middle school that I was talking about, early on high school. And so that's been probably a primary reason. One of my parents' major income was being a truck driver. You know, they were truck drivers.
Yeah.
So they would go around and we would go with them from state to state, all around. Wherever you could drive to, we were there, you know.
The whole family, they take the whole family.
The whole family was
wow.
in the truck, yeah. And we even had a couple of animals. We made it a family struggle. You know, nobody was going to be left behind somewhere.
How many kids?
Altogether, it's myself and two other siblings.
So there's never really been any consistency.
Not at all.
Where did you spend the majority of your high school years?
I would do maybe a year and a half at, let's say, Damani Ranch. I've been there because we've had to live in that region. Or I've done Galena High a little bit. Or I've done Wooster a little bit. You know, and each one was about maybe a year, year and a half. And then not to mention I've been all the way into other states, you know, like California. So that was my biggest setback, just not being able to stay at one school. You know how troublesome that can be for some people.
So how has not having a high school diploma hurt you?
The lack of progression personally, like my own goal is to be able to progress in life, get to the next level, and not feel left out, you know. And so that's one thing. But another thing, obviously, is I have to have a self-sufficiency, you know, that I need to be able to sustain myself later on in life. I can't just rely on my parents or anybody else. You know, if I want to be a concrete person in my, you know, adult years, I have to be willing to take the steps that are necessary, which is high school education. That's your, from the get-go, that's something you need to have.
So now you're 22 years old,
uh-huh.
and you're working on getting your adult diploma.
Uh-huh.
And what challenges have you faced in trying to complete this goal?
So for me, it was that inconsistency with the drug addiction, because there would be days where I would be, you know, on drugs, have a great time, be able to go to class, do all the work. Then there would be other days where I wouldn't have drugs. And so I'd figure I can't do any of the work because I don't feel well. I'm sick. I'm ill. You know, there's no way I can concentrate. There was no way that I was going to be able to stay in school on a daily basis being on drugs. So I had to get rid of the addiction. And fortunately enough for me, I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And that's one of the things that made me get back into, you know, I was like, well, now that I'm off the drugs, I should have no reason other than, you know, the drugs was my only thing.
If you don't mind me asking, how long have you been drug-free? How long have you been clean?
I've been clean for about 3 years now, I'd say, consistently. So, you know, because I did try to quit back in the early on stages too, but it just never really happened, you know. I would maybe go like a couple weeks without being on drugs and then I'd relapse. It's just one of those horrible ruts that you get stuck into. But I finally got to that point, which is 3 years ago, totally got off it, just said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
And you've been enrolled in this program for your adult diploma for how long?
I think it's been exactly 3 years as well.
So basically, since you've been clean.
Yeah, basically, like right when I got clean, I jumped right into it.
Do you see a lot of other people, a lot of students with similar pasts?
I do. I've noticed that even there are still students right now that are on drugs currently. And I think that they could probably identify with what I was saying, where it's not something that you can really accomplish because it's such an on and off situation where if you don't have the drug, you're not going to do it. You know, if you're that kind of a hardcore addict like I was, you know, it's something where literally that's what you depend on when you wake up to get through the day and to go to bed and even through the middle of the night. So, yeah, if there are still people out there right now that are doing that. And I would strongly encourage them to try to do their best to get off of it, whatever it takes. It's for their future.
So you're 3 years clean. You're 3 years into this program. When do you expect to finish?
This year, June 17th. That'll be the graduation ceremony. So,
congratulations.
Definitely. I'm excited about that.
I bet you are. Ian Moline, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.